Hackett Hill Trail, the Guinea Community.
In the late 1700s, this landscape was a thriving neighborhood. And one of the most notable residents was Primus Martin, an African-American whose name appears frequently in town records. Christopher Lindner, archaeologist in residence at Bard College and the director of the Guinea Community Archaeology Project, shares what his field studies have revealed about Primus Martin.
We focused on the Martin site because we know that the Martins were the leaders of the community. They're identified years later, 50 years later, in notebooks of oral histories that are at the Franklin Roosevelt Library as being respected. They had quite a farm, they were industrious, and that Primus was recognized as the leader of the African-American community. Primus Martin is known as a Bard Negro, in the historic record, meaning not that he was a slave, but that he worked for the Bard family and he was African-American. The only description we have of the dwellings comes from archaeology, where in two instances, we can see the foundation walls of the houses that we've excavated to confirm. In one case, the Primus Martin site, the foundation is 9 by 11 feet on the inside of stone walls. The thing about 9 by 11 feet that is so intriguing as a size is that it matches very closely African-American houses in the Southeast and in West Africa, in Guinea, in fact. In terms of the artifacts that we found at Primus Martin site in particular, almost everything is quite fragmented, small pieces. We'll continue to excavate around the house to get an idea of whether there was another room or porches. What we began to find this year were concentrations of artifacts and what we call ecofacts, bones and teeth and shell, near the house. Every item is important to us. We never know what we can learn from a particular piece.
Susan Lindner, as the education consultant and historian for the Guinea Community Project, has also been carefully researching Primus Martin from a historic perspective.
Very early on in my research, I discovered a map that was all of the land on which the Guinea community had settled. This land showed that Primus Martin owned 3 acres. We knew that he was a free man from the 1790 census. Then we find out that he owns land. I stumbled upon a deed showing that Primus Martin in 1825 sold half of his acreage to his daughter Eliza and her husband James Phoenix. He sold that land to them for $3 with the stipulation that Primus and his wife Elizabeth could live there until they died. We don't know what Primus did for a living. The records just talk about him as being the leader of the community, being revered, but no one ever talks about what Primus actually did other than own this land and have a farm.
With each future discovery, Hyde Park is drawn deeper into its past.